KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker. The national and state leadership of the NAACP led a forum in Oakland today in the wake of the fatal police shooting last month of Derek Jones. Jones, a black man, owned a barbershop in East Oakland. At the heart of the discussion, how can residents rein in what they see as an overly aggressive police force, and how can Oakland police regain the trust of African-American residents? Among those who spoke, criminal defense attorney Linda Fullerton, who told the panel and me what she advises her clients to do when they're stopped by police.
My advice to clients is keep your mouth shut, keep your hands out so that the police can tell you're not reaching for a weapon. Act like the puppy with the tail between the legs so you do not appear at all dangerous, and do not give any information except for your name and identifying information, and never consent to a search.
What happened to Derek Jones, of course, is what prompted this event, in which the police say he reached for his waistband. Were the police wrong in responding? Did Derek Jones make a fatal mistake?
Well, he made a fatal mistake. I mean, that's for sure. Were the police wrong? I think that the police are too trigger happy. There are too many people that get killed reaching for their waistband. The truth is, so many of these kids have baggy pants that they're just pulling them up. I think it's called walking probable cause. I mean, nobody should be shot by mistake. And there are too many young men that are being shot by mistake. So once that's happening, you have to change policy because the police are not there to make those kind of errors.
Oakland's top leadership turned out for the hearing. Mayor Ron Dellums, Mayor-elect Gene Kwan, and Chief of Police Anthony Batts. And Batts said he is trying to change the culture of his force, which has a long history of aggressive and sometimes unlawful tactics in the black community. After the shooting, Batts visited with members of Jones' family, and 2 days ago, he asked the FBI to investigate the incident.
I'm willing to open this organization up. I'm willing to peel back the skin. I'm willing to change. I'm willing to shift. I'm willing to work. I'm willing to build this organization into an organization that this community is proud of, where I do not have to call in the FBI to make people feel comfortable that we're going to get a fair deal and go through the process. I also did that without anybody having to say, do this. I listened to the family. I listened to the community, and it was very obvious to me that trust was not here. And so I went to the FBI, had my staff go to the FBI and say, would you step in? And I don't have a problem with that. We should be questioned.
Batts said he's trying to instill in his officers a reverence for life. But it's a slow process built by making good choices in recruiting, retention, and promotion. NAACP officials said they've been trying to schedule this hearing for almost 2 years, ever since a BART police officer shot and killed Oscar Grant, a young, unarmed black man. Benjamin Jealous, the president of the National NAACP, said he was impressed to see that both Oakland and BART now have African Americans as chiefs of police. But he said those chiefs now need to focus on new ways to shape their force.
One of the things we're most excited about is the use of tests to weed out people with problematic personalities. We focused on different factors. Do you have the skills? Do you have the technical knowledge? We focus on diversity, and we haven't focused enough on who that person actually is. So much of the experience of the last 50 years has been that we've been successful with desegregation. We've been successful with getting rid of the practices and the laws that keep people of this color or that color from holding a certain job. But we haven't actually got to the actual oneness. And that's what this is fundamentally a conversation about. Is how do we get to a place where there's one level of justice for all in the community, that there's one level of assurance that every parent has that their kid's going to be made safe by the cops and not killed or harmed.
Jealous says the NAACP will produce a report with recommendations on use of force and on ways to strengthen Oakland's Civilian Review Board, which now lacks the power to subpoena police testimony in its investigations. I'm Cy Musiker. More news online at kqednews.org.